Hi, I'm Kinley. I will be telling you about the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad is a bunch of trails going through different states helped by different people. The Underground Railroad was during the time of slavery to help slaves escape from the South to Canada. This is just one of the routes the slaves would go to escape to Canada. There were many others. The one I chose to tell you about goes through these states: Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Canada. The first one I will tell you about is the Belmont Plantation. This is all about the Belmont Plantation. The Belmont Plantation is a plantation located in Tennessee. John Harding and his son William Skills Harding were the owners of the Belmont Plantation, but later his father John Harding was developing a cotton plantation in Arkansas. Then his son William Skills took over the plantation. The Belmont Plantation held up to 136 slaves. Also, he had two paid workers. Slavery was one of the biggest things that happened at the Belmont Plantation. They had 136 slaves and only two slaves' quarters. They also, on the plantation, they had a graveyard for the slaves. The Belmont Plantation is in Tennessee. The plantation is near Nashville. It is the place where slaves would go with escape and their first stop to Canada. Escaping was probably one of the hardest parts of getting to Canada. They had slaves to work on their plantation because they needed help on their plantation, and they did not want to pay them. They had slaves work on their plantation because they needed help on their plantation. The plantation was built in the 1790s. The Belmont Plantation was purchased by John Harding in 1807. Later, John Harding gave his plantation to his sons, Williams Harding. Town Clock Church. Town Clock Church was a station of the Underground Railroad. Some people who went to the church were a part of the Underground Railroad. Some of the people who came here were asleep trying to escape from their plantations. There was lots of important history in this church because it was a part of the Underground Railroad. This church was a station of the Underground Railroad. The escaping slaves would come here or the abolitionists would guide them or bring them here. The church is located in Indiana. The church is near the border of Ohio and the Ohio River. The Town Clock Church is in New Albania, Indiana. They did this because they did not think slavery was right. They wanted to help slaves escape and be freed instead of them working on a plantation in very bad conditions. They also did not get paid for working. In 1852, they started helping slaves escape. That's also when abolitionists started bringing the fugitive slaves to Town Clock Church. John P. Parker House. This is about the John P. Parker House, who was a very important person in the Underground Railroad. John P. Parker was a conductor in the Underground Railroad. His house was a part of the Underground Railroad. He was an abolitionist who helped slaves escape. The slaves trying to escape would come to his house. Then he would help guide slaves to where they would go next. John P. Parker helped a few hundred slaves escape to freedom. John P. Parker House is located in Ohio, Ripley, Ohio, near the border of Ohio, near Kentucky and the Ohio River. John P. Parker was born into slavery. He did not think slavery was right and helped other slaves escape to freedom. By being a part of the Underground Railroad, he was also a teacher at a school in St. Louis during the Civil War. He helped a few hundred slaves from the Union Army. In 1850, John P. Parker started helping slaves escape to freedom. He helped them escape to freedom in Canada. This was the second part of the Underground Railroad. Samuel and Sally Wilson House. Samuel and Sally Wilson and their family were all really interesting people. Samuel was a part of the Underground Railroad and was an abolitionist. Sally Wilson helped Samuel Wilson and was also an abolitionist and a part of the Underground Railroad as well. They both were also educators. The Samuel and Sally Wilson House was a part of the Underground Railroad. Their house was the second stop for the Underground Railroad. They would give them and tell them where they would go. Their son, Joseph, also an educator, and helped disguise runaway families and runaway slaves as students. The Samuel and Sally Wilson House is located in Ohio. They lived in a neighborhood called the College Hill neighborhood in Cincinnati, Ohio. They did this because they did not think slavery was right. They did not think that slaves and slave families should be born or raised into slavery. They also wanted to help them escape to freedom. In 1842 is when they started helping slaves. Their family helped lots of people escape to Canada. Dr. Nathan Thomas House. Dr. Nathan Thomas was a well-known abolitionist. He was born in 1803 in Mount Pleasant, Ohio. He was the son of Quaker parents. He was married to Pamela S. Brown. Dr. Nathan Thomas was a part of the Underground Railroad. If fugitive slaves would need assistance, he would help them. He also helped them if they needed a place to hide. Dr. Nathan Thomas helped over 1,000 fugitive slaves escape to Canada. He helped slaves who were traveling through Detroit, Michigan. Dr. Nathan Thomas built a house in a village called Schoolcraft. He lived in Kalamazoo County, Michigan. The reason why Dr. Nathan Thomas helped fugitive slaves was because his parents helped fugitive slaves. He had a bit of an advantage because his parents helped them, so he knew how to, too, and what routes for them to follow. Dr. Nathan Thomas is a very well-known for being an abolitionist. From 1840 to 1860, he helped over 1,000 fugitive slaves in his lifetime. Buxton National Museum. The Buxton National Museum is a very interesting place with lots of history. William King was the owner of Buxton National Museum. William used to be a former slave owner, but then he turned into an abolitionist. William King used to be a slave owner, but then he purchased 9,000 acres. He turned it into a haven for freed slaves who escaped to Canada. William King brought 15 of his slaves to that haven. He bought the 9,000 acres in Canada. The land was in Ontario, Canada, located near South Buxton, North Buxton. William King realized that slavery was not right when he was a slave owner. Then he bought the land for the freed slaves because once they got to Canada, they had nowhere else to go because they did not really know where they had to go. That is why he bought the land. In 1849 is when William King purchased the land. He also brought his former slaves over in 1849. Those are just a few of the things William King did. Sources. The major source of this information is from Wikipedia. How do you get to Belmont Plantation to Town Clock Church? First, get on Highway 440. Then follow that until you get to Interstate 65. Next, follow Interstate 65 till you get to Interstate 65. Follow that until you get to 300 Elm Street to New Albania. How long it takes? 2 hours and 47 minutes. Town Clock Church to John P. Parker House. First, get onto Interstate 64. Follow that until you get to Interstate 71. After that, follow Interstate 71 until you get to Interstate 275. Next, follow Interstate 275 until you get to 300 North Front Street, Ripley, Ohio. How long it takes? 2 hours and 33 minutes. John P. Parker House to Samuel and Sally Wilson House. First, get on to U.S. Highway 52. Then follow that until you get to Highway 52. Next, follow that until you get to 1502 Esther Place. How long it takes? 1 hour and 10 minutes. Samuel and Sally Wilson House to Dr. Nathan Thomas House. First, get on Highway 65. Follow that until you get to U.S. Highway 31. Next, follow U.S. Highway 31 until you get to 613 Cass Street. Follow that until you get to Standard Highway 31. After that, follow Standard Highway 31 until you get to U.S. Highway 20. Then get on U.S. Highway 131. Follow that until you get to 613 Cass Street. How long it takes? 3 hours and 33 minutes. Dr. Nathan Thomas House to Buxton National Museum. First get on Highway 94. Follow that highway until you get to Highway 96. Next follow Highway 96 until you get to Canada Highway 401. Follow that until you get to North Buxton, Chapman, Canada. How long it takes? 3 hours and 17 minutes. Belmont Plantation Schedule. This tour starts at the Belmont Plantation. First, you will visit the Belmont Plantation for about 2 to 3 hours. The Belmont Plantation is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You should start there on Friday and stay there from 10 to 12. Then you should drive to Town Clock Church at 12. Town Clock Church Schedule. After you drive to Town Clock Church, you will probably get there around 3. You should stay from 3 to 5:30. Then you should stay the night in New Albania. Town Clock Church is open 24 hours a day, every day. John P. Parker House Schedule. On Saturday, you should drive to the John P. Parker House at 7:15. If you drive there at 7:15, you should probably get there around 9:45. Try to be there at 10. That's when the first tour starts. The John P. Parker House is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You should drive to the Samuel and Sally Wilson House around 12:30. The Samuel and Sally Wilson House Schedule. The Samuel and Sally Wilson House is not open to the public, so what you can do is read the sign that says all the history on it next to the house and drive by it. You will get there around 2. You should stay there till 2:15. Then stay the night and call and chill. Dr. Nathan Thomas House Schedule. You have to make an appointment ahead of time for the Dr. Nathan Thomas House. On Sunday, you should leave College Hill 3 hours and 45 minutes ahead of your tour. Once your tour is over, you should stay in Kalamazoo for the rest of the night. Buxton National Museum Schedule. On Monday, you should drive to Buxton National Museum in Canada at 9:30. The museum opens from 1 to 4:30 p.m. You will probably get there at 12:45. You should probably stay there from 1 to 4:30, then stay the night in North Buxton, and that's the schedule for the tour. Cost for a tour, $7 for museum fee entry, $194 for gas, $400 for hotels, $80 for food, and total cost is $691 for this tour. Thanks for listening to my tour.